Let's move to another screening question. Really, what you're screening with the upper endoscopy and somebody who has reflux is you're screening for a concern that there may be a precancerous lesion. Similarly, colon cancer screening is unbelievably important in our state and nationwide.
Colon cancer screening is one of the biggest public health issues we face, and it's an unequivocal public health success story. By that I mean, if you get colorectal cancer screening, you will remarkably lower your risk of ever dying of this very common cancer. Unfortunately, despite the large amount of evidence we have that shows that that's unequivocally the case, that you can decrease your chance of dying cancer, only about 60% of eligible Americans avail themselves of the opportunity to have themselves screened for colorectal cancer. We can markedly decrease your chance of getting this cancer, and yet really just through inactivity, people are missing the boat on preventing this cancer.
So the screening recommendations are every, what, 5 years,
yeah.
10 years?
So for the average risk individual, at age 50, we want them to have an initial exam. If that exam is negative, they don't have to come back and see us if they've had a colonoscopy, which is one of only several screening exams, and we can talk about the other choices here in a second. They don't have to come back and see us for another 10 years. So yes, they do have to go through the prep. Yes, they have to have the inconvenience of missing a few hours of work. But if that test is clear, they're going to do it once a decade. And it's amazing that they're going to get this protective effect for really what I would consider to be a relatively low investment. Now, there are other ways of looking for this disease. It's not just colonoscopy. That's the one that is most commonly used. But you can screen with fecal occult blood testing, which is just a stool sample. Now, because that's a little less sensitive, you have to do it a little bit more often. However, that's just fine, too. We're not as interested in telling the patient which test they need as that they get a test.
Right. And then if they find a polyp, then there is a more frequent screening need, which varies by patient.
Right, that's correct. So if you find a polyp, you've marked yourself as an individual that's at higher risk for cancer. And because of that, we're going to follow you a little bit more closely because we think the cancer does come from these polyps. We think that the polyp is the precursor lesion for cancer. So if we find these precursor lesions in your colon, it does two good things for you. Number one, we remove them when we find them, which will decrease the chance that you ever get colon cancer. And number two, it lets us stratify your risk or tell whether you're at higher risk. If you are at higher risk, you're going to come back and see us in 3 to 5 years instead of the 10 years we would have given you had you had no polyps.
Dr. Shaheen, with all that we know about food science, with all that we know about changing taste, why on earth are the preps for colonoscopies so onerous? Why do they taste so unusually weird?
Yeah, that's a fair question. And it would be wonderful to have a better prep. In fact, I joke that someday I'm going to invent an umbrella that's inserted and then just pulled down and you don't have to go through the prep at all. We haven't gotten there yet. I will tell you that things have gotten better, that there are some newer preps that involve less amounts of fluid that you have to drink that can be taken over a little bit longer period of time. But it is an investment, and you should consider it an investment in your health. It is a short-term inconvenience for a long-term gain. So, well, I agree that there is some hassle with getting this done. At the end of the day, it's unequivocally worth the time and effort.
And for people who have some degree of kidney ailment, the use of preparations that have lots of phosphorus in them is really not a good idea. It's dangerous to their kidneys during this.
Exactly. And when you're talking with your primary care doctor or your gastroenterologist, if that's who has prescribed this test, one of the things that you should discuss is what prep is best for me based on my medical conditions.